We recognize that safeguarding violations often result from power imbalances linked to social and gender-related inequalities. These acts can constitute violations or abuses of human rights. The targets are often the most vulnerable members of society, and these risks are heightened in humanitarian or fragile and conflict-affected contexts, where power imbalances can be particularly acute and the displaced have little recourse. Women, children, and people with disabilities are likely to be among the most vulnerable in such contexts.